Blog Talk Radio.
Red wine, you make me feel so fine.
red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, I feel bad.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Seduction. Warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat. Sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and with me is my co-host for tonight, Weaver of Dreams, a.k.a. Kate. Weaver and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Tonight is our sensual poetry night. If you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. And make sure if you get a chance to check out our poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Kate. How's it going?
Hi, Pam. It's going wonderfully well. Thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to have you here with me. So thank you so much. And yes, as everyone may have probably guessed by the song, the intro song, the theme for tonight is red wine. August 8th, which is actually Sunday, is National Red Wine Day. And I thought, well, why not have a sensual night that, has red wine as a theme? And so I ran a contest with a variety of prompts based around that theme, photography, art, quotes. I did put in some that weren't necessarily sensual because they weren't necessarily had to be used as prompts, but I wanted to put like some different facts. Like I think I put like a chart up of what kind of food different red wines go good with, the different kinds of notes you can find in various red wines, just some little tidbits of facts that people could enjoy. Or it turned sensual if they wanted to.
So. Excellent. I think it was a great lineup of prompts. I really enjoyed them. It gave me some insight, too. You can have food with wine. I like it. I just have wine with wine. But, great.
Well, sometimes it's just nice to have wine with wine. I like that. I like your thinking, Kate, but yes. Yes. I know the basics. Like I know the red wines are good for like your beefs. And they're supposed to go good with like chocolate. Some of them are. Your white wines are more like for fish and vegetarian dishes. And you know what? If there's a National White Wine Day, maybe we'll run a white wine contest. You just never know.
Oh yes,
and
I just can't believe they've got Red Wine Day. I mean, that's just epic. I mean, no need to encourage me here. Red Wine Day.
Oh my gosh, they have a day for everything. There's a National Pancake Day. If you want to celebrate it, it can be found as a national day.
I love it. Oh, dear. I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, but we have a great lineup of poetry tonight that I'm looking forward to delving into. Now, I don't usually do this, but, are you posting links? I didn't. That is absolutely fine. No, that's absolutely fine. I just didn't want to ask you because I know you posted so many links during Keeping It Brief, but if you don't mind. However, so what we'll do is we'll have you post links and assign readers after this first one that I'm going to put up because I actually have planned to start this show with a classic poem titled, if you don't mind, and titled I Love You by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. And would you give that a read for us, please, Weaver?
Yes, of course. I'm just going to open that up. Ella, oh, a lovely name. I love you. Okay. I love your lips when they're wet with wine and red with a wild desire. I love your eyes when the love light lies lit with a passionate fire. I love your arms when the warm white flesh touches mine in a fond embrace. I love your hair when the strands enmesh your kisses against my face. Not for me the cold, calm kiss of a virgin's bloodless love. Not for me the saint's white bliss, nor the heart of a spotless dove. But give me the love that so freely gives and laughs at the whole world's blame. With your body so young and warm in my arms, it sets my poor heart aflame. So kiss me, sweet, with your warm, wet mouth, still fragrant with ruby wine, and say with a fervor born of the south that your body and soul are mine. Clasp me close in your warm young arms while the pale stars shine above, and we'll live our whole young lives away in the joys of a living love. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Weaver. You know, I don't usually start the Art of Seduction show with a classic poem. That's usually something I save for our Twisted Tuesday shows. But, as soon as I knew I was going to do a show on red wine, I knew I wanted to have the show opened with this poem. It is a beautiful classic poem. The imagery is beautiful. It's one of those, and the topic fits so well. I mean, instantly from the very beginning, that first line, I love your lips when they're wet with wine and red with wild desire. I have to say, out of all the classical sensual and romantic poems, this is probably one of my all-time favorites. It's beautiful all the way through. It has a wonderful flow to it. And I just really think it's beautiful. So, and you did such a wonderful read of that, Weaver. Your thoughts of this classic poem?
Well, it was, just really beautiful. I enjoyed it, everything about it, really. I can see why it's a classic. Nobody would forget this, would they? I mean, I love all of it, but again, we got to the end of it. With your body so young and warm in my arms, it sets my poor heart aflame. And from that, you get exactly the idea of what he feels, she feels. Just lovely. I think it's just perfect for this. As you say, perfect to start the show with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. All right. And what do we have next?
We have Of Late and Wine by Myriad Dark. Now, would you like to read this?
I'll be happy to. Of Lace and Wine by Myriad Dark. You stepped into your nakedness from a bouquet of lacy thoughts draped in the delicate nose of clear skin and purplish grape, tasting of your tannis and sleekness, smooth and soft as silk, overtures of your velvety, lascivious nature uncorked, a wine unequaled in body and stature, amorous and immoral, so gregarious with a hint of spice that no fluted glass could contain. Such floral undertones dominate. You are a plastic of wine and brimming with fallacious sensuality. I thirst in your continence, weeping sepulcher tears. You draped in pin noir grape and vine, blood suffused in your limbs, a blushing bride of immutable color and bouquet. A song is born of your poetic form of nippled breasts to be tasted as fine wine. Sudden as a downpour, your lips curve, your coral body a shape of the wine glass, your breasts the fruit of the vine, your nipples the hollow grapes. Eternity lies in you, from the hollow of your throat to the sacredness of your navel. You are an inexhaustible cascade of red wine. You are even more than the tempered kiss strewn like discarded vine leaves, more than the freshly baked loaf and decanted wine. You are translucent as you are enigmatic. You are the wine filled with body and subtly with every drop I taste is of you. You are the harvest, the gathering, and the pressing of the grape until you flow uncorked to be savored only by me. End poem. And that is an absolutely stunning sensual rite by Maria Dark. And Weaver, your thoughts on this poem?
Oh, yes. I think this is just a beautiful ode to someone that you love. I think it's just everything you'd want to hear, isn't it? From the very start, you stepped into your nakedness from a bouquet of lacy thoughts draped in the delicate nose of clean deer skin and purplish grapes. So straight away, I mean, it's a perfect piece of poetry for this particular prompt. And I just think it just goes on and on and on about how much this lady gives. But I like it. There's such a lot. I mean, it's just lovely. It goes on in so many different lines that tell just how much this person cares for the object, as it were. But yes, I thought it was absolutely. There is no doubt this is a love story, and I think it was beautifully done. So thanks for sharing it, Maria Dark.
Absolutely, I have to agree. There's no doubt this is a love story. There's such a sense of reverence, and I really enjoy and appreciate how he brought in so many of the different elements of the red wine to describe this woman. And what I like is this is a sensual story, a moment captured of the honeymoon night. Because, you know, it mentions the blushing bride and you stepped into your nakedness from a bouquet of lacy thoughts draped in the delicate nose of clear skin and purplish grapes. There's little hints here and there that gives to you the idea that this is a bride stepping out of her wedding dress to reveal the fullness of her nakedness to her new husband. And there's such a wonderful sense of intimacy and appreciation within this rite. And I really like it all the way through, but that last stanza especially holds my attention with you are translucent as you are enigmatic. You are the wine filled with body and subtlety with every drop I taste is of you. You are the harvest, the gathering, and the pressing of the grape. It's like he's saying, you're everything to me. So just a wonderful rite and very well done. And what do we got next, Kate?
We have Night Train Express by Randy G. And I will read this one. Oh, Night Train Express. Oh, he even got a bottle with the label on Night Train Express. Isn't that so cute? It so happens I'm an expert concerning wine. Red or white, I drink it every day, rain or shine. In fact, I must say, it's my number one priority. His dedications made me quite an authority. I don't take time to check out their bouquet. Just open the bottle, chug-a-lug, and I'm on my way. To Nirvana in the alley. Normally how it goes. Finishing off my last drop of wild Irish rose. Female companions so few and far between. In my desolate world that lacks any hygiene, occasionally one appears down on her luck. I search all my pockets, trying to find a buck to buy hooch for me and my new gal friend. We fade into the night to drink and descend into incoherent romance, no one to impress. Two lonely souls on the Night Train Express. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Weaver. Yeah, Randy had said on the contest wall that his rite wasn't sensual, but it's what came to his mind immediately when he saw the topic red wine. And he said it was at first meant to be a tongue-in-cheek, but it evolved into a more serious rite. And I can definitely see that. I can see where there was the tongue-in-cheek in the first stanza, you know, that idea of, in fact, I must say it's my number one priority. The dedication has made me quite an authority, and the use of the phrase chug-a-lug. But then it does take on a slightly more serious and sad tone. I'm actually glad he had the picture because I had never heard of Night Train wine. It must be something like Mad Dog 2020 wine, or I don't know what your equivalent is in where you live, but like when I was young in the like 90s, early 90s, late 80s, we have this type of wine called Mad Dog 2020, and it's like the cheapest stuff you can get, and it just gives you the worst hangovers. But if you wanted to get drunk quickly and cheaply, that's what you drink. And but yeah, I thought this was a great write that told the story of how for some people wine or alcohol can become an addiction and a downward spiral of loneliness. So very well done. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Oh yes, I can see. It didn't get too serious because obviously it's a good way to get a message across, is to make people want to listen, and a little bit of humor always does that, I think. But I thought it was beautifully done, taking you from. I just thought that was. It so happens I'm an expert concerning wine, because I drink so much of it. I thought that was brilliant. That was such a clever idea. I don't bother about checking the bouquet, because I also love, and I don't think it's being pretentious, but you know the people who are pretentious in a restaurant where they sniff and they swirl and they make noises through their, you know, through their teeth. I love all that. I mean, I just love watching that going on. But this person's not bothered about all of that. They just give me the glow. Never mind the bouquet, I'll just have the glow. So I thought it was beautifully done that he meets his new friend and a buck for. I mean, that shows you how wonderful this wine is, trying to find a buck to buy it. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, really blimey. Yes, I thought beautifully done and very very entertaining for me. But I do see the, you know, the serious side of it. But I just thought the humor was very good.
It was. I have to agree. And what do we have next?
We have A Sip of Me by Bush Baby. And would you care to read that, please?
I would be happy to. All right. This is A Sip of Me by Bush Baby. Savor me slowly. I'm worth every drop, arousing your senses as you make my cork pop. Inhale my scent deeply as I further entice. Let me wet your lips. One sip will not suffice. Hold me in your mouth. Twirl me with your tongue, taste me slowly unfolding, I'm a full-bodied one. Each velvety swallow warms you at the core, oh, I'm totally addictive. Go on, pour some more. End poem. That is a beautiful rhyming poem, wonderful sensuality. And your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, yes, I think it's just, as you say, very well written. I just love the. And the picture goes with it beautifully, doesn't it? Obviously written to the picture, but I thought it really worked so well. Saving me slowly, I'm worth every drop. Arousing your senses as you make my cock pop. Oh, epic. I love it. And each stanza, it just builds and builds. I'm laughing, but it's just so sweet, so good, so funny. I just think it's a very, very clever write. Each velvety swallow warms you at the core. Oh, I'm totally addictive. Go on, pour some more. this person is, you know, very laissez-faire, enjoys their life a lot, and I think that is just a lovely, lovely piece of poetry. Thank you.
It is. I have to agree with you. It is. It's clever, as you said. It's delightful. It's got a nice rhyme and flow to it. Really a good one all the way through. That another one that uses elements of wine. And I like that she brings in the elements of the wine tasting. hold me in your mouth, swirl me with your tongue, taste me slowly unfolding, I'm a full-bodied one. You know, I thought definitely some creative lines that added to the sensuality of the poem. So beautifully written and very well done. And let's see, what do we got next? Oh, are you with us, Weaver?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Are you on mute, Weaver?
I was on mute. I was mutating again. Sorry about that. That's the first one tonight.
Oh, no problem. Well, before we go on, with that poem, I would like to welcome Lou to the show. Welcome, Lou. Glad you could be here.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Weaver. Oh, I'm happy to be here. I really got a kick out of that poem. When she said, pop the cork, I mean, you just grin. It was a happy grin. And then as each stanza went on, she started getting more enticing and more passionate. And, oh, my gosh, I fell in love with the stanza. Hold me in your mouth. Swirl me with your tongue. Taste me slowly unfolding. I'm a full-bodied one. Oh, man. It tell me that was not a perfect stanza for a glass of wine. I enjoyed that.
That
was a wonderful response. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I agree. Beautiful.
Well, I heard there was two troublemakers on here, and I wanted to be the third troublemaker for tonight.
Oh,
well,
like a troublemaker.
We can be like the three musketeers, only we'll be like the three troublemakers. You know?
Very good.
So,
yeah.
And I can get into a lot of trouble. You know, I've got my red wine. I'm ready to get in trouble.
No. Uh-oh. I'm too young. I'll blush.
You got to wait till it kicks in a little bit. And you get relaxed and languid.
Well, as we say in Scotland, relax as a newt. Don't ask me why we say that, but we do. Relax as a newt.
You say what? A newt?
A newt. Yeah.
Heard of that.
It's probably just a Scottish.
Neither have I.
Odd.
That's funny.
Oh, dear.
And what do we got next, Weaver?
We have Crimson Wine. Hang on a second. Yes, Crimson Wine by Betty Page. And would you like to read this poem, please?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to. Crimson Wine by Betty Page. Velvety, smooth taste, voluptuous luxury, nibble on my curves. Sip up my crimson, let me intoxicate you, drive you so insane. I'm so sweet, my dear, indulge in my fantasies. Kiss away our pain, swirling in our lips, indiscreetly so wicked, savoring our taste. I'll lick you all up, gently biting naked flesh, juicy, dripping, wet, lush pomegranate, staining my soul vivid red. Tie up on my bed, I'm beyond relaxed, so helpless before you, love, amidst rose petals, bend me. Open me, twist me in all positions. I'm in submission. End poem. Wow, that was definitely a hot one. And your thoughts, please.
Oh my gosh, this was so delicious. I love several stanzas in here. I liked how she says, "Sip my crimson," but that you know okay, so. So I don't take up the whole, I could talk about each stanza. Swirling in our lips and discreetly so wicked, savoring our taste. I mean, you can just literally just taste the other person. I mean, there's nothing like having the taste of wine in your mouth and you kiss somebody. Oh, like especially down here, we like to drink sangria. And it's red wine with all kinds of fruit. And then she goes, I'll lick you you'll lick you all up. And then that's when I started smiling when Pam was reading, gently biting naked flesh, juicy, dripping wet. Woo! Wow. That's some hot stuff.
It certainly is.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree with you. That was a particularly good part with the, you know, gently biting naked flesh. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Yes, I thought this was just so lush. Definitely. Again, I go straight to the last stanza, and it's always the goodie. I love this one so much. Bend me, open me, twist me in all positions. I'm in submission. Okay, I'm not surprised. Yes, beautifully done. I thought every single stanza just build and built and built towards something that you knew was going to be quite explosive, and it certainly was. It was very enjoyable. Thank you so much, Betty, for sharing with us.
Absolutely. I have to agree that there was a, you know, a really nice build-up to this. I always enjoy Betty's 5-7-5 lines. It gives, even though her poems don't rhyme, it gives it a nice flow. I mean, sometimes there's rhyme, but it's more like it just happens that way. And I did like the parts you guys pointed out. But I also really liked Lush Pomegranate Staining My Soul Vivid Red, Tied Up on My Bed, I'm Beyond Relaxed, So Helpless Before You Love, Amidst Rose Petals. I told her that I thought this was just a wonderful central write on submission offered in the curves. So beautifully written and very well done. And before we move on, I'd like to welcome Frank to the show. So welcome, Frank. Glad you could join us.
Well, if you invite me with wine, I'm always there as an invitee. Yes, no, that's my weakness there. Hello there. Hello there, Lee. Hello there, Weaver. I know you're there too. So I thought I'd say hello to all three of you.
Hello, my dear.
I find that something excluded from the party here. But if you are inviting, I'll stay on as long as I can.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right, Weaver, what do we got next?
We have Juice by Sassy Wings. Andu, would you like to read this, please?
I would be honored to, and I really like her name, especially with this poem that's coming up. Juice by Sassy Wings, 23. A vine away from lemonade, a burst of sugary serenade. You are a bridge to my squirt on my nose and my skirt, a dragon's rancid plague. Tongues and guts are lonely nuts, unless led astray, because tossing and grinding are for those in hiding, the mercury kind of cut. Home, hold me so cold in platinum and gold. Play with me if you must, but endearments hold torments and regrets are like torrents, like pouring wine out loud. Slits and stilts and all these welts, a vintage from a black garden. The soil is fermented with those deemed demented, a gag ball in a studded leather belt. Watch me squirm like dying breeze burns and thrust in all your seeds. I'll run in your thoughts and never get caught unless you want the tease. In holy sweat, I'd make a bet your juice is well worth the squeeze. Yes, poem.
Wonderful. Oh,
man.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Wow.
And Frank, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, you must. You must ask me, well. I'm going to get beyond the obvious, which is the rhyming. I just thought the poem, first of all, it was magnificent, read by Lou, but I thought the poem overall was fairly central from the beginning. I think, first of all, as well, I want to say tonight you've got wonderful prompts there with the wine. And I thought this really just began with that beautiful essence of a vine away from lemonade, a burst of sugar serenade. You know, this is just very sensual. It's very erotic as well. And I just like the whole notion of the tease throughout this poem. You know, that last line just kept me wondering a bit there. So I'll have to clear those thoughts afterwards. It's a great poem. Maybe it's the moonlight here.
Well, I have to agree with you. I think besides being sensual, it was definitely wonderfully erotic, and that was a perfect way to describe that. Excellent comment. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Yes, as you say, this is definitely sensual. I've never thought that I would fancy bondage in that so much. I reckon I'd get tied up and the person would go off and watch football. I know. My sense is abysmal. I apologize. Kidding me. Yeah.
Well, you gave me ideas, Bertie.
I thought I might. Oh, my goodness me.
You know, as long as it's not a Barcelona match there.
Oh, dear. Yes, I think this was just very, very descriptive. I mean, wow. I'm reading it. The soil is fermented with those deemed demented. Studded leather belt. Well, come on. Really? I should have kept my leather gear from my motorbike days. It would have been handy. Yes, this is so good. This is just so, so funny. It's not meant to be funny, I know that, but for me it's just, I love this. Watch me squirm like a dying bee's burned and thrust in all your seeds. I'll run in your thoughts and never get caught unless you want to tease. That's just so cool. Yes, beautifully written, and I enjoyed it very much. It just flowed. You'll pardon me, but it just flowed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It did have a wonderful flow to it, and, I really did like that stanza that you quoted. And the ending lines, and holy sweat, I'll make you bet your juice is well worth the squeeze. A wonderful, sensual and erotic rite. I like her creativity in her imagery. Mm-hmm. This had a wonderful edge of darkness to the sensuality. Tongues and guts are lonely mutts unless led astray, because tossing and grinding are for those in hiding, the mercury kind of cut. Wonderful lines there, and very well done. And Lou, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Thank you. You know, this is, just because we're adults there. You know, there's the quickie. There's the keys. You know, there's the making love. And then there's that, okay, I want it now, and the dark, seductive aggression. And she didn't hold back any bars, but right there where she says, splits and stilts and all these welts, a vintage from a black garden, the soil is fermented with those deemed demented, a gag ball and a studded leather belt. I mean, and, she just sets up the whole thing, and you're just like, hot damn.
Exactly.
Oh man, that was a good poem.
It was great comment, Lou. All right, what do we have next, Weaver?
Well, we have a SoundCloud, Panties Ooh. And Wine by Poetic Picasso.
Oh, can I say one thing before you click on?
Oh, boy.
I just want to say that for those who don't know what panties are in the UK, they are knickers.
Ah, okay. Good to know.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if I should be ashamed because I know all these words.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, Pam.
Oh my God!
You know that word. That word. It just fit with the poem, so that's why I threw in the panties. For me, it fits better than
why?
Saying nipples and wine. I like panties and wine.
Oh my goodness! Why, friend?
Yeah. Yep, I hear panties and wine are a wonderful combination. So, all right, Frank. Well, you were nice enough to provide us with a SoundCloud, so I'm going to go ahead and push play.
My dear. Seduction begins if the rays of almond light dance, as the lascivious lips are drenched in the humidity of our sensuality. The whispering winds of our restless passion evoked suddenly by the magnetic moans echoing from our sexual appetite. We imbibe gradually from the sweet beverage of scarlet wine, the aphrodisiac taste of edible grape shared in our melting mouth. Mm-hmm. Delight in the aromatic arousal of this exotic flavor as the drops of intoxication penetrate the surface of our carnal flesh. We explore the inhibitions of the chemistry of our nocturnal pleasures. I unloosen the threads of the see-through G-string of your sexy lace garments, moistening with a libidinous lubrication for my erotic fingertips. The dripping desires from your erogenous G-spot. I kiss your trembling side and soak them with the tip of my tongue, dipped in the stimulating shade of my Spanish sherry, pouring it over your bosom, steeped in the substance from my glass. Panties of mine, seducing me in multi-orgasmic ecstasy. Soy tu amante, eres mi fantasía, tu cuerpo es mi sed, el vino que me emborracha. I am your lover, you are my fantasy, your body is my thirst. The wine that drunkens me. Ole. Do you still want more, my dear?
Wonderful read and write, Frank. Muy caliente for sure.
Oh, thank you.
And
that little telephone rang at the end. I guess that's because somebody answered the call there.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, after hearing that, after the poem by Sassy, I don't think my brain cells are going to work for the rest of the show. I may mumble. If you ask me a comment next time. Oh, my God. Okay, I don't even know where to start because I got stuck on certain couplets that you had here. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Wait, I'm having trouble reading. Excuse me.
Oh, there you go. We'll give you cue cards. We'll give you cue cards there if you need cue cards.
Oh, my pupils are so big I can't see. The aphrodisiac taste of edible grapes shared in our melting mouth. We delight in the aromatic arousal of this exotic flavor as the drop of intoxication penetrate the surface of our carnal flesh. And then, like, oh my God, your last stanza, tu cuerpo es mi sed, el vino que me emborracha. You know, your body is my thirst, the wine that drunketh me. Oh, that is the perfect ending to a wine poem I have ever read. For real.
Yes. Thank you very much. You can catch your breath now.
Wonderful comment, Ruth.
Thank you.
And Weaver, your thoughts.
My thoughts are just, this is so, oh, well, I mean, it really is exotically sensual. I like it very much. I really enjoyed it. I like a nice sexy voice as well, which you did very well. I loved it so much, but I think I unloosened the threads of the C through G string of your sexy lace garment. I thought that was just divine, moistening with I don't even think I can say that. Vidience, lubrication from my erotic fingertips. Beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. And also, dipped in the stimulating shade of my Spanish sherry. I love a nice sherry. Yes. I don't think want it poured over my bosom because that would be a real waste. But other than that.
Not if you lick it off.
There you go.
Yeah, but,
you know, all you have to do is, you know, you cup your breast and, you know, it makes a great sipping cup.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You write it down. They can lick out of your navel. Okay, see, now you guys are making me go somewhere.
I can imagine that anything you can do with a straw, as far as this poem's concerned, would be ace. I think it's so good. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was just so cool. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm certain that the listeners would be wondering there, and I'm certainly like the title there, Panties and Wine.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, really quick, that's the prompt. I didn't speak about the prompt. Prompt 10. I don't know if the chance if you could post that, Pam, so they can see what I wrote there. It's the prompt.
I'm not
10,
as quick as that. Yeah. I'm not as quick as posting pictures as Phil is.
All right.
I assume it's the one with the black lace panties draped over the glass of wine.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. That's the one. There you go.
Ooh, the Diablo. Wow.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard Frank finish commenting that song, oh, baby, I like it like that. That's what came in my mind.
Oh, there you go. I remember that song.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, this is a this is a beautiful sensual light. You did a wonderful job with the SoundCloud. I liked your choice of background music, and it was well executed. It fits perfectly.
Really quick, the music there in the background is a wonderful artist. He's a Spanish guitarist, and it's a beautiful song there. So I just took that. I go to YouTube and I look for the videos, music, and when I searched for this piece, I thought about this song there, which is a flamenco piece. It's typically Spanish.
I like that. Very cool. And I also thought the reading, your voice and the background music were balanced out. Like one didn't overtake the other. And I think that's very important when creating a recording, at least in my opinion.
Yeah. Change my voice at times.
I get that. But yeah, these are beautifully written couplets all the way through. I like the parts that the other ladies pointed out. I really also like we imbibe gradually from the sweet beverage of scarlet wine, the aphrodisiac taste of edible grapes shared in our melting mouths. We delight in the aromatic arousal of this exotic flavor. You know, so many wonderful lines throughout and a beautiful buildup of intensity. So wonderful sensual rite and very well done.
Gracias. Thank you. Thank you again.
And what do we got up next, Weaver?
Uh-huh. It's on mute again. We have Care for a Drink by Chris Tissette, and there, I think it's a SoundCloud for this.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, there is. And here we go.
Care for a Drink, Cupido. I have studied your labels, inhaled your aroma of oregano, mingled with sweet tobacco. Such Tuscan robustness tilts me towards your light. A supple Sangiovese wine with strong character and the richness imbued by age. You whet my appetite, yet I have no desire for haute cuisine. So instead, shall we share a glass of red? I'll wear my cherry dress, unbuttoned to the cleavage, our thighs conversing on your sofa. Let me run my fingers slowly around your full-bodied flavor, through those soft brown locks, my nails navigating your back. Wet my lips, fill our chests with warm plum ripples, uncork all our bottle, and release your ripeness. Slide into me as I press my hands against your hewn oak headboard. Saturate me in velvet while we roll entwined. Jove's sanguine spring leaping from your sturdy source.
Wonderful read and write, Chris. Thank you for the recording. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Frank, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, at first I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful song club. I believe time I've heard her voice there. I thought this poem was very subtle, but it was also very central. You know, but I like the softness of the tone of her voice in this poem here, and the way she narrated the poem. You know, there's so much, the metaphors in here are very striking, they're very powerful here. I can't really tell you which line I preferred, because I thought all of them were very central. But I think the one that I would say the most would be "Wet my lips, feel our chest of warm plump ripples." You know, that just made me, you know, contemplative for a moment there. Just that imagery there was enough to to wet a bit the glass there of wine. But I thought it was just a wonderful, wonderful such a poem.
Oh, I have to agree. Great comment there. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Oh, we're having so much fun this evening. This is absolutely beautiful. This is just great fun. I'm so glad we're all together. It's such a laugh. Yes, I thought this was beautiful. Really, what the Art of Seduction is definitely, as far as I'm concerned, wrapped up in this piece of poetry. Stanzas, as you say, one after the other, just, you know, they just come at you and it builds and builds. But I think I kind of liked "Let me run my fingers slowly around your full-bodied flavor through those soft brown locks, my nails navigating your back." Very sensual, isn't that? Just lovely. Give me so many ideas, too, which is great.
if anybody's running out of ideas, they're definitely going to get some on tonight's show. That's for sure.
Could have had an extra to get on.
So Wonderful comment there, Lisa.
Thank you.
Well, that was fun, and Lou,
your thoughts.
Okay. What I loved about this poem, and Weaver pointed that out, was the slow build. And then she read it just as slow as she was actually doing this. And, you know, and where she says, you whet my appetite. And then she goes, where was it? I also like the same stanza that Weaver did, but this one. So instead, shall we share a glass of red? I'll wear my cherry dress, unbuttoned to the cleavage, our thighs conversing on your sofa. You could just see, like, rubbing two hot logs of fire. Oh, my gosh. And then here where she was talking about wetting my lips. I mean, how can your mouth not water while we're reading this poetry, thinking about wine? Wet my lips, fill our chest with warm from ripples, and cork all our bottle and release your ripeness. Isn't that delicious?
Right.
Absolutely. You're right. This is definitely delicious poetry that makes your mouth water. And I have to agree, there is a delicate sensuality here. Wonderful use of imagery and metaphors. I particularly like that she brings in the aroma and the notes of sweet tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously thinking of the Tabasco sauce.
Are you
eating
up there, Marianne?
Oh, my gosh.
I can't, because I'm the only one that was having brain cell backfire. Oh, man.
Absolutely. But yeah, these are beautiful, beautiful lines all the way through. Inhale, your aroma of oregano mingles with sweet tobacco. Such Tuscan robustness tilts me towards your light. Another part I particularly like was the part about leaning against the oak headboard. Slide into me as I press my hands against your hewn oak headboard. Wonderful sensual lines and very well done. All right. And Weaver, what do we got next?
We have Afters by Ruby 2446. Right. Lou, would you like to read this, my dear?
Oh, yes. Yes, I would.
Oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Okay. Let me breathe here. Getting some oxygen from exhaling. And this is titled Afters by Ruby 2446. Warm, sultry evening. Lightest touch of breeze caress sun-kissed faces. Powder soft sand holds footsteps before a moment. As it had flowed to spill the indent from their bodies, wiping out any trace of passion. Temporarily, discovering the lights of risk-filled loving, heartbeats quiver, anticipating more. Electrically charged love potion flows with blood. Little electric shocks tingle. Hands, fingers intertwined. Palm trees salute the lovers tripping silently to their cabana, their hideaway for the weekend. Thoughts of cheating vanished by the burning, searing, overwhelming heat of desire. A mere glance, feathery touch, setting both on fire. A hunger that needed to be fed over and over. Moonlight floods the room. Silver shadows dance. They sip red wine from crystal glasses. Playing to the sound of the ocean trickling in and out over pebbles and seashells, bodies touching gently at first, drawing tighter, zipped together, moving to one beat, pulsating rhythm, breathing synchronized, bodies humming, reawakening to the effects of pure lust and smooth wine, red wine that is full-bodied, deep, intoxicating, heady, yet subtle, luscious, rich, ripe, smoky, warming, slipping over lips tender from kissing as they had loved as the sun set on the still warm sand. Wine tantalizing taste buds on tongues that playfully teased as kisses and breaths exchanged between sips, sips of wine, sips of each other, intoxication, another sip, another dip. His free hand dipped her chin back, laying gentle kisses on her golden neck. They dip a finger in the wine, the other six deep on the offering, fingers gliding in and out between each other's lips. His hands roamed her full-bodied hips and breast. She felt his taut body ripple with subtle changes. Warmth flooded through them. Luscious wine, lush lips, heady tones, bliss, subtle scents of ripe grapes, bodies ripe for taking. His rich tones whispered raunchy suggestions in her ear. She drank every word, her mind alight with possibilities. A shiver of delight tickled deep inside, feeling smoky hot. Delicious wine infused foreplay then, craving more. Wine glasses discarded, bodies moving in unison to the lush four-poster bed. Wine and truffles wait as afters. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Lou, and what a beautiful story-style sensual poem by Ruby 2446. And Weaver, let's start with your thoughts.
I don't actually know if I have any. Whew.
They've all melted away.
Honestly, I didn't know it was going to be this much fun. This is so cool. So, I mean, it is. This is obviously cool, this one. I love the picture. So that we have the picture being depicted within the words is just lovely. Yes, discovering delights of risk-filled loving, heartbeats quiver, anticipating more. Electrically. Gee, I can't even use my tongue properly. Charged love closes blood, little electric shocks tingle, hands, fingers entwined. It, again, another one that's just so sensual, so sultry, so leading you into your imagination, having play with the words. I think it was just beautifully written. And each stanza better than the next, more in depth of it. I just think it's wonderful. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, Ruby. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment, Weaver. And yeah, I'm glad to see somebody wrote to that picture because, you know, I love red wine and I love chocolate. And when I saw that picture, I just had to put it up as a prompt. So wonderful comment, Weaver. And Lou, your thoughts.
Okay. Well, it's beautifully penned. It's very passionate. It's sensual. But right here, I mean, it just sizzled. They dip a finger in the wine. The other sucks deep on the offering, fingers gliding in and out between each other's lips. Oh, man. Come on. That is like the ultimate tease and passion. Just building that fire that you're not going to be able to put it out. And then she brings that out, of course, at the last stanza. And I just thought that this was just wonderfully penned, and how she ended it was just, as I said again, delicious wine and chocolate. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you're right. There was a nice buildup of intensity within these lines. And I'm guessing afters must be another word for dessert.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Learn something new. And Frank, your thoughts.
Do you really want me to comment here? I'm thinking
about the year. Oh, yeah. We would love to know your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I thought this poem was highly erotic. It's a beautiful poem. The metaphors were beautiful. Mm. But this was damn erotic. It was damn sexy as well. And the way Lou read it, of course, it made the poem even much more sexy. Sexy, I would say. This poem really just threw me from beginning to the end. It just enraptured me. You know, I know it was a bit long, the poem, but I thought the poem was even the length of the poem didn't dissuade me at all. It kept me enraptured, you know. I don't use the word mesmerized much, but I like the word enrapture more. And this poem really enraptured me. And I just have to say that the whole notion there of bodies move in unison to the last post of it, wine and truffles, I mean, damn. Two things which I am obsessed with, I have an addiction, that is wine and truffles. So just make sure you don't invite me, wine and truffles there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It really was. And you're right, you know, this is a longer poem, but the length did not take away because the whole time, it is like it grabbed your attention from the beginning and kept it. With its use of its imagery and its intensity. I really liked this all the way through, but especially discovering delights of risk-filled loving, heartbeats quivering, anticipating more. And then moonlight floods their room, silver shadows dance. They sip red wine from crystal glasses, swaying to the sound of the ocean. This is a wonderful write all the way through about the idea of two lovers enjoying not only the wine and the afters, but enjoying each other's, you know, physically and just beautiful in its sensuality. Warmth flooded through them, luscious wine, luscious lips, heady tones, bliss, subtle scent of ripe grapes. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Weaver, what do we got next?
Right. I don't know if I need to post this link again. Can everybody see it? A Taste of Vintage. That's good, because I posted it a little while ago. You know how it goes away, it disappears. So anyway, yes, A Taste of Vintage. And there's a note for this, Pam.
All right. And A Taste of Vintage by Stelina. And I will go ahead and find that and push play. Here we go. While the bloom of youth on nubile flesh may enchant the sight, an affair with an older woman is a voyage of pure delight. She knows how to touch and stir your senses like a wild erotic dream. She takes her time, sips you like wine. She makes your arousal scream. Each lingering trace upon your skin will make you beg for more. She knows the places to rest a while, to make your fever soar. Foreplay with her will show you how a body can really be played. She has no inhibitions, for she has learned the sexual trait. With confident caresses, she knows how to map your deep desire. And when you think you've reached the peak, she takes you even higher. Her response to your demands is willing, as she has the time to waste on swirling the wine around the glass before that longed for taste. Wonderful read and write, Stella. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And before we go on with comments, I'd like to welcome Sucker for the Treadmill to the show. Welcome, Sucker. Glad you could be here.
Hi, Sucker.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Absolutely. And what a wonderful sensual write by Selena. I thought it had great rhyme and flow, and I like how she delves into the idea of the pleasures offered up by an experienced lover who not only knows her partner's body, but knows her body and is open to communicating about what she wants and what she needs. So wonderful, right? And Frank, let's start with your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful central SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. The poem was central as well. This just made me think of memory lane there when she talks about a younger man and an older woman. You know, I can remember my first experience as a young man, and it was with an older woman. And this just brought me those memories, good memories. But I thought the poem really had that, you know, that spicy sense as well of foreplay and seduction throughout. I like the way she talks about, you know, she brings in the elements of the contrast of, you know, of being, you know, an older woman with a younger man, and how really, you know, in a sense, it really doesn't make any difference between the two except the age. But I like the way she talks about, you know, she says she has no inhibitions, she has learned her sexual trade. You know, of course, she is more of a dominant person here, but overall, I really like the imagery of the poem, and I really like the whole notion, the concept of the poem. I thought it was just fantastic.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Lou, your thoughts?
You know, what I loved about this is that she makes experience being an older person. You know, sometimes, you know, when you look back when you were younger, you know, it's just your hormones. And there's, you know, there's a difference being older because you don't have as many inhibitions. You know where to touch somebody, and even if they know what's going on, the thing is that you do. And that's what she does. So she says she knows how to touch and stir your senses like a wild erotic dream. Each lingering trace upon your skin will make you beg for more. Oh, yeah, there's nothing like begging.
now that
other disco song is coming in, and then that beat, it was very sensual. You know, now I'm hearing more. How do you like it? How do you like it? It's so,
oh,
I don't know. I got disco fever tonight.
Put on the skates there.
It is definitely a good song for tonight. And Weaver, your thoughts on Stell's poem?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. I love the SoundCloud. So good. I mean, I know we're all talking about how interesting it is to have an older partner when you're young, who has experience. So an older woman, fine. Would it work the other way around? Perhaps not. But beautifully, beautifully written and true. But yes, older women, more confident, know exactly what they're doing, mm-hmm. hopefully. And yes, I think, because it should always be an amazing experience the first time,
yeah.
Shouldn't it? I mean, really, sometimes it's not from inexperience, and this is where this works so wonderfully. I thought she did a beautiful job, and yes, but I love the title. A Taste of Vintage.
Absolutely.
It works so well. It works so well on each premise. We're talking about sexual enjoyment, or
it
we're talking
does.
About
it
drinking wine.
Well.
Yeah, it does. It works.
No.
We're both.
Both there. We both work there, my dear.
Ah. Yes, I thought it was, as usual,
it was
wonderful.
A great take on her chosen prompt, which was the quote, in our world, aged is sexy. It was, I believe, an advertisement
yes.
for wine. So it worked really well with that. And I'm going to catch you, sucker, for commenting on the next rite, which I'm going to have us move on to now. And what do we got next, Weaver?
We have El Diablo by S. Sharp. And Frank, would you like to read this?
I'll try to be the El Diablo, but I don't know if I can reach to that. But boom, this is by S. Sharp. It's called El Diablo. It goes like this. She reached down below the table, a pot for her purse, gave a food in her strawberry panties in her teeth, like a doll clinging to its last bone. She stretched the panties away for her face still in her teeth and smiled as she let them free from her mouth, draping them over my wine glass. Then guarding the gate of hell, she reaped for her glass of Casiero del Diablo. She swirled a glass with a wicked smile, licked her fiery, wet lips, and asked, "You think it's getting hot in here, in the boom?"
Oh, man.
I was going to say, I'm going to go there, but, yeah, I didn't know whether I heard that off.
Man. Wonderful read, and a great essential light by Scott, and Sucker, let's start with your thoughts.
Man, I think this one is over my head.
Beyond your pay grade?
Yeah. I know.
Okay, we tease and play around here.
I know Casiero del Diablo is a wine, but because I looked it up, mm-hmm. but I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. So I don't know if it's like a fine wine, an aged wine, or a liquor store wine. Is it a bad wine?
No, it just got cool.
Okay,
no, I wouldn't say it would be.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, Weaver, your thoughts?
Yes. Very descriptive. Very well done. I thought that she reached down below the table. I thought for her purse. And I'm thinking, what's coming next? Now I see what's coming next. But came up holding her strawberry panties in her teeth like a dog clinging to its last bone. Oh, so descriptive. I think it's wonderful. And the last stanza, as usual. Yeah, the last stanza was wonderful. So, yes, thank you so much. And I enjoyed it a lot. S.
Yeah, I have to agree. This was quite clever in its sensuality, and that last stanza, as you said, did wrap it up nicely. And Lou, your thoughts?
You know, this poem is a teaser. It is fantastic foreplay because men love it when you're the aggressor. And, you know, to let them know that you want them sexually, I think that she did this perfectly. I liked his descriptions. I liked how she stretched her panties from her face, filled her teeth, and smiled. You know, you know that caught his attention. And Sucker, that wine was considered the value wine of the year. So I guess it tastes pretty good. I have not had a chance to taste it, but yeah. So the minute that she did that, like she says here, as she let them free from her mouth, draping them over my wine glass, heaven guarding the gates of hell, she reached, and there's the tease, you know. She draped him over, and then she gets the glass of wine, and she reached for her glass, the Casiero de Diablo, and he says, she swirled her glass with a wicked smile. Oh, that was just, oh, man. I mean, I could even see it. I would even be hot if a man did that.
Oh, absolutely.
Are we tipsy?
Yeah. And Oh, my goodness. And Frank, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if I can respond to Lou's comment there. let me catch my breath here on this one because she really got me thinking there. Sorry. Let me focus here. The poem, by all means, was a very touchy poem. I like the wordplay, you know, the whole notion. The Casiero del Diablo, it's not a bad wine. It's not one of my favorite, but it's not a bad wine. It's not tasteless as well. This is just, like I said, it's a very, the wordplay was great as well. That whole notion there of swirling with glass, you know, when you think about wine, you know, and how we use glass as a somewhat as a wine connoisseur. I'm not an expert there, but I know somewhat. I would think that, you know, just the whole notion of carrying a glass and swirling the wine, pouring it into a wine glass is very damn sexy. That's all I've got to say, you know. I'm not going to mention who I drank it with, but it did remind me of that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is a wonderful sensual brevity all the way through. And I like, as Lou mentioned, the fact that there was this sexual aggression, that the woman was, you know, very flirtatious, but very straightforward in her desires. And I, too, really liked that third stanza with, as she let them free from her mouth, draping them over my wine glass, heaven guarding the gates of hell. Beautifully written and very well done. And what are you talking for us next?
Oh, I was going to say really quick, but wine, just really quick, wine itself back in the Victorian times was a very seductive thing. You know, people didn't have beers. I mean, it wasn't the classy thing. So the classic seduction between a man and woman was always wine. So that's something I've always found admirable there.
Oh, wow. That's a really cool little tidbit to know. Thank you. Very cool.
You're welcome.
All right. What do you got for us next, Weaver?
I have Appreciating the Finer Things in Life by J.C. Anderson. That's not what we've just done, is it? No.
No.
Oh, dear. Thank you. I'm getting lost. I'm so busy listening to everybody. I'm forgetting my job. Sorry. You should just sack me now.
No, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job there.
Thank you. I'm a little old lady now. I'm getting a little bit flustered by all this. It's so much fun. Okay, we have Appreciating the Finer Things in Life. It's such fun. I hope everybody else is enjoying it as much as we are. Appreciating the Finer Things in Life. And I suppose I should say, I'll read this one. I haven't done much today. Appreciating the Finer Things in Life by J.C. Anders.
Weaver.
Yeah? Yes?
I apologize, but I really think this one needs a man's voice. So why don't you have Sucker read it, if you don't mind?
Oh, great idea. Thank you so much. Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sucker, would you care to read this one for us?
Yeah, no problem. Appreciating the Finer Things in Life by J.C. Anders. Besides pretty eyes, I've always preferred posterior plumpness that's quite obviously presented in the recent yoga pants craze. When compared to other physical tricks or treats gifted by alluring females seeking such crass attention, and I'm not talking about enough hillbilly backyard junk to fill a 3/4-ton truck. Certainly the Kardashians come to mind. Rather a little party balloon bubble that likes to wiggle-wiggle that surely never hurt. Perhaps technically and more accurately, obviously crudely, you may call me a common-ass man. I have no idea what pushes one into being an ass pursuing Andy or a boob loving Bobby, but it must somehow be primal to our DNA makeup, or perhaps the lever flipper prior to childbirth. Although learned behavior surely play a potentially large role, and parents should be credited with all these childhood manifestations and certainly the mindless traumas, just ask Dr. Alfred Adler or Sigmund Freud. Setting aside my lifelong ass affection, of other childhood afflictions. I wonder why recently I've taken a liking to small braless boobs whose nipples popping prizes bounce under thin cotton shirts. I must be aging like fine wine or perhaps degenerating a bit further.
Wonderful reading, thank you very much. And a clever stencil write by JC. I like how he delves into the idea of the different body attributes that he's attracted to. And he does it with a delightful sense of humor and gritty reality. There's a very straightforward style to this. And I like how he talks about the how our tastes change and the process of becoming a man who appreciates a plump, you know, balanced posterior. So excellent write and very well done. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Yes, very, very good. I just asked Dr. Alfred Adler or Sigmund Freud. I like that kind of a hint towards, you know, you need to be thinking about something here, definitely. But yes, again, my favorite last lines. I must be aging like fine wine or perhaps degenerating a bit further. Excellent. I just love it. No, I always thought that alcohol preserved. I thought it preserved things. I'm not talking about hillbilly backyard junk to fill a 3/4-ton truck. Yes, a very, very clever, very interesting write about the finer things in life. I just thought that was excellent. Somebody who's
absolutely
thinking about the finer things, yes, great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Lou, your thoughts?
I'm so sorry, but I was pondering with each stanza where he was changing what he desired, what kind of wine he was drinking while he was thinking this up. But I really loved the way Sucker read this, especially because you could hear it in his voice. Rather a little party bubble, bloom bubble that likes to wiggle, wiggle. And, you know, I could literally feel him smiling while he was reading this.
I was.
You know,
I definitely was.
And, you know, I never cared for Sigmund and Freud. It's like I went and read his stuff and I go, well, what the hell is he talking about? And you know what, and just to let people know that women have these same thoughts, we haven't put it in poetry yet.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And great comment. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, you know, he says about he's got an ass affection there, or an arse affection. I wonder if he's been watching too much Instagram and TikTok videos there. That's all you get. With all due respect, that's all you'll get. That's what came to my mind, but I thought the poem was fantastic. I mean, I give him kudos as well for just throwing in the wit as well. You know, he talks about the Kardashians, which are the epitome, with all due respect, of the arse, the classic, well, not the classic, but what is nowadays the arse, but, or the plump one. I just thought it was just a fantastic poem. It had just a great creativity. I could say that his creativity was appreciative here. Yeah. Once more, I will reiterate, perhaps he needs to knock off there a bit of the TikTok videos or the Instagram.
Absolutely. Great comments, everyone. And Weaver, what do you got for us next?
I have Sips by Thomas B. Now, Pam, you can tell me, does this one need a gentleman's voice?
You can have anyone you want read this one.
Oh, okay, good. Frank, would you like to read this for us?
All right. This is a poem by Thomas here. I believe it's Thomas, called Sip.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like this. He came, a ripe scent, wrapped in a breeze, a promise waiting to be believed. The grapes at last released the flavor, the promise of a harvest bottle waiting to be savored. A deep satisfying rip, a silken sip, a rush to the head, a memory blushed, a sheet to rustle on a freshly made bed. The last whispers of wonder, the tongue lingers along the rim. Songs the ear hears, she must be here. Winter steals along beside the window, leaves rhyme on glass, she lifts a glass, as if she needs to be reminded how I can taste each sound of her as she steals her way into me, in the poem.
Wonderful read there, Frank, and what a beautiful sensual write by Thomas E. Sucker, let's start with your thoughts.
Okay. I can't help it, but I automatically tie these into taking a sip of wine and sort of like parallelizing taking a sip of wine with foreplay or ramping up for sex. But this one seems to take like a different turn halfway down on the third stanza, maybe. It's like a more of a longing, like like a love lost.
Absolutely, yeah, you're right. There is a sense of longing within that third stanza, and it is it has a beautiful way of conveying the sensuality of drinking wine. So excellent comment there. And
can I just say, can I say one more thing?
Oh, yeah.
In the last stanza, it notes on how you can taste each cell of her as she steals away her way into me. And it just reminds me of tasting a wine, like how elusive some things can be, some flavors, until you grab them. Like sometimes somebody has to tell you or remind you that there's a certain note or a flavor or a fruit or an herb or something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. That is very true. Great comment there. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Yes, because the red wine itself has so many descriptive words for it, it just fits in beautifully with the sensual side of it, I think. So that's what we're seeing so much of tonight, that they're bringing the two things together, so you don't even have to think about the imagery. It's all, everything's there for you. So I thought this was absolutely wonderful. Again, right scent wrapped in a breeze, a promise waiting to be believed. That's a lovely beginning, isn't it? Just grabbed you, that one does. Yes, I thought it was lovely. You have to excuse me, my voice is going a little bit, so I'll try not to talk too much. But thank you, it was lovely.
Oh, no, no. I understand that, and I definitely appreciate you being here, Weaver. I know you've had a busy and long day. I have to say you made a really good point there about there's so much things to describe wet red wine and the flavors and the, you know, that it works really well in sensual poetry. So great comment. And Lou, your thoughts?
You know, this is the first sensual poem that I read from Tom. I'm actually very impressed with this. For me, it was like, you know, like Sucker brought out, there's that longing. It's like maybe she had gotten out of the bed, you know, because he says the sheets rustle on a freshly made bed, you know, and then, you know, with the third stanza, that what that reminded me of is, you know, maybe he was drinking a glass of wine or thinking about the wine that he saw that maybe she had been holding, because, you know, it shows a woman putting her fingers around the rim. And I really like where he brought that up, because when you have that taste of wine in your mouth and you go and you take your lips, your hot breath, you can smell it. And they're putting their lips all around your ears, which is so sensual and erotic. And then with that last sentence, you know, to me it was like she was coming back into the room and he's telling her, you know, I don't need that glass of wine here to you, because I'm going to taste every cell of your body. So I just thought this was softly sexual and sensual, and it kind of made your thoughts go run in different luscious directions.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, Thomas can definitely write some stunning sensual poetry. So great comment. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, this automatically made me want to rush to the fridge and talk about wine there. All right, the poem. First of all, I have heard Thomas write some central pieces, but you know what the thing that this man, all due respect, I have a reverence for his poetry in this regard. You know, he writes for such a romantic fashion. You know, I write romantic pieces, but he has an essence of his own style of writing romance, which I envy at times, because he just brings in the metaphors at the right moment, and he expresses himself through his poetry with such an excellent view, you know, and it almost seems like these are his experiences, which are, and sometimes we don't, you know, we write poetry, we don't write our experiences, you know, but I get the feeling with Thomas that he always, whatever he writes, in particular these romantic or even central pieces too, the more of a person of insight, of intimacy into his life, so over experiences. So I thought it was just a breathtaking poem as well, you know, that notion what Lou said there about, you know, the rim there and the tongue and, you know, the glass. It was just an endearing moment there, you know. It's a very romantic thing when two people, you know, share wine. It's a very intimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to agree with you. It is a very intimate experience. And I like that Thomas, you know, captures the intimacy and the sensuality of tasting wine and uses it as a metaphor for, you know, appreciating the beauty of a woman and the layers of a woman. So, wonderful writing, very well done. And Weaver, what do you got for us next?
Well, I don't know who I'm going to get to read this one, but A Stab in the Dark. Maybe Pam would like to read this. A History of
Absolutely. Now, Weaver, after I'm done reading, you go ahead and you lead the comments, because I don't like leading my own comments.
No problem, my dear. Happy to.
All right. A History of Tender Sips. In a history of tender sips, words of love float like blackbirds in a summer sky. I hold your taste, letting splashes of pleasure linger against my synapses. You are to me the approachable joy of familiarity. I dance the sway of hips in your smooth notes of plum and chocolate. I inhale you, the deep intoxication of violets and spice. I slow roast the garden tomatoes and grind the oak wood smoked peppercorns. You say the beef stew is the best you've ever tasted, with the perfect balance of rosemary and thyme swimming in savory complexities. We kiss between conversation, and once more, I fall madly in love with the striptease of your layers. End poem.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pam. That's absolutely lovely. But Lou, would you like to comment on this, please?
Oh, yes. You know, to me, this was deeply sensual, because it's the experience you have with somebody that, you know, like you said here, I hold your taste, letting splashes of pleasure linger against my synopsis. You know, there's nothing like that mental passion that you have for somebody. And, you know, and that, you know, they make you erupt and it just, oh my God, like right here. I dance the sway of hips. I thought this was just gorgeous. In your smooth notes of plum and chocolate, I inhale you the deep intoxications of violets and spice. You just, not only do you make them water, but you make us move along with each stanza of your poem. And, you know, there's nothing better than a glass of wine, a good meal, like with all these different spices that titillate the wine, and the wine titillates whatever you're eating. And that juice, there it is again. This is a juicy, pleasurable, luscious poem. And then to kiss somebody and taste all those flavors, you just want to lick their lips. So I love this. I really love this, Pam.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you.
Thank you. Lovely comment, Lou. And Tucker, would you care to comment, please?
Sure, yeah. This one felt really gentle, like the author found somebody who was kind of not right or something, but liked them anyways, and sort of found pleasure in their point of view. Like the words of love float like blackbirds in a summer sky. So it's love, but it's also blackbirds, which I don't know if there's a poetic reference for it, but it seems like something negative. And then, like with a wine that you don't really like, you hold it in your mouth a little bit, you swirl it. You try and figure out if it's nerdy or interesting or an expression of some extreme. And then you figure it out, and it's an enjoyable experience. So,
mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, thank you very much for that comment. It was wonderful. Lou, did I ask you to comment yet?
Yes, ma'am. You just kind of asked for Francisco.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I can't even read my own writing now. All right. So
no, it's the poetry.
Oh, it's getting to me, baby. It's getting to me. Frank.
Pam, are you trying to seduce me there with the chocolate there? That's the second time I've seen chocolate tonight now.
Well, you know, I've never been in chocolate.
There you go. You could never go wrong with that.
Exactly.
I thought this poem was extremely, extremely romantic. It was sensual. It just was... It was an incredible poem. I mean, you swayed with this poem here. And I will leave, I mean, this whole notion there with, you bring us the tender, as what the sucker was saying, the tender vibe. But I got lost there with the striptease, you know. I do wonder how that would be there. But I'll leave it with muy caliente.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Oh. Beautifully said, beautifully said. And I agree with everything that everybody said. I thought this was, I particularly love, I hold your taste, letting splashes of pleasure linger against my synapses. Oh, yes, please, I'll have some of that. Although I may not have some of, I dance the sway of hips, because, you know, maybe not. But I love this as well. I think anything sensual needs some kind of movement in the work, in the poem, and you definitely have this. You've got it all. You've got the taste, you've got the movement, and you've got the smell of the intoxication of violets and spice. So you brought everything into it. I love that. Slow roast the garden tomatoes, or do you say tomatoes? I say tomatoes, and anyway, and grind the oak wood.
I know. Tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes.
Yeah, I have that problem over here. I say tomatoes and people don't understand it. I have to say tomatoes.
Exactly. What was it? Two nations joined by...
too proper in a southern state.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
Cool.
Well, I say it in Spanish, if not tomate.
Oh, nice, yes. Pam, thank you very much for this. I think it's absolutely lovely, the fact that you brought all of this into the poem, and it's sensual as well as sweet. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much. And what do you got for us next, Weaver?
Oh, I have no damn idea. I'm so busy reading your work. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm usually ahead of myself. Oh, I am ahead of myself.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job there, Weaver.
Oh, yes, you are.
Goodness. Thank you, hon. Most kind. Yes, so we have Syrah by Avery. Pam, again, can I ask you, does this need a gentleman's voice?
I think you can have anyone read this one.
Okay, cool.
I'll read Syrah, if you want.
I was actually going to ask you to, so yes, please.
Okay. Syrah by Avery, 031. I've studied all the labels and found Merlot, Pinot Noir, Malbec, but you, Syrah, are my favorite, with your violet eyes and darkened full body drenched in a deep red from head to feet. It was not easy to catch you, Syrah. You weren't here as oft as the rest, but my appetite only grew and only widened as I inhaled your scent of cacao and fermented blackberry. I caught up with you, Syrah, just outside of the bar, wearing little more than enough to cover cleavage, and you left with me at home. You covered me with your flavor. You disappeared early the next morning, Syrah, before I woke. You left behind a few strings of your strawberry blonde curls over my velvet pillows and my now stained satin sheets. I will not soon forget you, Syrah, nor the way your maroon nails traced down my back. You left an aftertaste of ground black pepper and spice on my sore tongue.
Great read there. A wonderful write by Avery. Oh, no worries. A wonderful write by Avery. I really like that they delve into the sensuality of tasting this specific kind of wine. Wonderful use of imagery and the taste, the scent, the notes. I have to say I've never tried Syrah wine, but having read this poem, I definitely want to. This is just beautifully written all the way through and very well done. And what about you, Frank? Have you tried Syrah wine? And what are your thoughts on this?
Yes, I've tried the wine. I wouldn't say it's my favorite French wine, but it's a classic type of wine, commonly known throughout Europe. I really like the whole notion of describing the aspects of the wine as well. He talks about Merlot, Pinot Noir, the Malbec. But it's I don't know if it's a female or a male who the I'm assuming it's a male female who wrote this poem. I like the view they're expressed of the Syrah, you know, throughout the poem. It's an enticement there. It's an attraction, seduction. It just makes you want to dip yourself and sip into it. You know, it's an erotic type of feeling I got from this poem here. You know, just the way it was narrated. You know, the whole poem really drew me into that aspect there. But I like the notion there as well of I will not soon forget you, Syrah. You know, there is a very seductive seduction here in this poem. It's very, you know, playful as well. But it's also very erotic as well. So I like that word right there. You know, it really, I would say it teased me at least tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Well said there. And Lou, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I was, you did such a good read on this poem, Sucker. Thank you. What I liked about Avery's poem was how, for me, what I saw was in that fourth stanza, you disappeared early the next morning, Syrah, before I woke. And then, you know, how like when you wake up in the morning, this wine, I haven't had it, but they say it's dry. I have it. I'm not a fan of dry wine. But, you know, I mean, if somebody gave me a glass, I would drink it. But, you know, because it just reminded, he described the wine so well in that stanza where he brings out, you know, that it's dry. And then it says you left a few things behind, your strawberry curls, and that made me think of the dark fruits and the blueberries that were in there. And then he goes on to say, over my velvet pillow and thy now stained satin sheets. And right there, that reminded me how stainly, you know, it leaves us. If you drop wine on your certain clothing, you cannot get it out, and it leaves that stain. And, you know, sometimes that's how we feel, you know, in the morning when we wake up and they're not there and our mouth is dry. And, you know, the scents and the smells, and then the impression that they leave in your mind. So I really enjoyed that. I love the imagery in it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment there, Lou. I have to agree. And Weaver, let's go ahead and try to get another one in.
Yes, yes, no problem at all. I actually have one. Just give me a moment. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a little song.
Well, Pam goes do 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 do. But we're gonna have to think of something else for sensual.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yes.
Right. Can I
just say
red, red wine, you make me feel so fine.
Red, red wine, make me feel so fine. Yeah, that's song.
Like
who
that.
Sings that song? I forget.
I was actually going to say that the only way to stop staining your clothes with red wine would be to drink it naked, which I think is a very good idea.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Can't
right,
beat originality there.
With your lips. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Skinny
the next song
afterwards.
We have is I Know No One Who Sticks Closer by My Angel. And Lou, would you like to read this, please?
Yes, I would be honored. Thank you. No One Sticks Closer by My Angel 3. I love talking to you. There's nothing too small or too big to bring up. There are zilch we can't work out together. I can break down, be vulnerable, and be myself around you. My humor does not fall on deaf ears. I feel beautiful when you are near, not just in looks, but in my soul and my mind. I'm a deep thinker, and everything with you, I know it's okay to cry on you. I miss you when we're apart. I appreciate you and all you do for me. I'm enamored of your taste on my lips, craving, desiring, and wanting you so feverishly consumes my every thought. I can't wait for your juices to penetrate my inside. This smile never leaves my face. These are days when I'm constantly fixed on you from the minute I wake up. So I close my eyes for the night. The best sleep I get is when you're near. You're the love of my life. I can't ever imagine a time when I didn't love you. You support me and are always there for me. I can't get enough of your body. Anyone with eyes has to admire the way I look at you with yearning, sensuality, and innocence. You don't criticize my childish ways and giggles. You give me that needed strength to handle all that I've been through. You understand me. I love being around you. I can't imagine my life without you. I feel understood, loved, and appreciated. The loud, guggling sounds you make are like sweet whispers in my ear. While we're laying in bed or sitting at a romantic dinner table, I'll continue to love you with every fiber of my being, and I feel like the luckiest girl in the world to be respected by you. A beautiful chalice of vino rosso in poem.
Wonderful read there, Lou. And I have to say, this is such a tender and romantic write. It really pulls at the heartstrings, giving you the thoughts of a love that makes you feel strong in yourself and a sense of joy and completeness. So beautifully written. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Definitely. This is such a loving poem. And again, that last line, you beautiful chalice of vino rosso. Lovely. Is that how you say it? Vino rosso? Anyway, lovely.
Yes.
Beautifully written. Thank you. Beautifully written. And I think that this is a love poem that everybody would want. Just really sweet and beautiful. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And Sucker, your thoughts?
I sort of heard this poem and like the opposite of what you guys just said. It seems like the author is too fixated, too in love, can share everything, can break down, be vulnerable, be themselves. They understand their humor. They feel beautiful. They're a deep thinker, but then they miss that when they're separated. They don't have it in themselves. Like the line, the smile never leaves my face. Days when I'm constantly fixated on you from the minute I wake up till I close my eyes for the night. It reminds me of somebody who drinks all day, who drinks wine all day.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And, I mean, in the last time, maybe I misinterpreted the loud goggling sound you make. They're like sweet whispers in my ear. It's like when you pour a glass of wine. Or the
poetry
juices
is
to permeate your insides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great comment and great observation. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I mean, obviously this poem could be interpreted that way. That's what Sucker said. You know, it could be interpreted as an intoxicated feeling there, of being somewhat fixated there, or it could be an analogy there, you know, comparative to a person there, a lover. You know, this poem can go in either direction here, you know. What drew me to this poem was the sincerity reflected in this poem here. I think all of us could it just remind us, you know, whether it's an addiction or to alcoholism, or it's really just thinking about a past romance there, you know, those lingering thoughts there. And this poem really conjured to me these lingering thoughts of someone who really was impacted with a particular person who that person really perhaps is not in the same capacity, the same regard as that person wants that person to be. So it can be certainly interpreted in different ways. It's just an overpowering poem, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And
you're welcome.
And Lou, you did a beautiful read of that.
I forgot to mention that. Great read. Beautiful read.
Thank you. You know, I've been listening, you know, this can be taken in so many different directions. But for me, the way I thought, she says at the bottom of her author's notes, she says girl. And then in her paragraph above the last sentence, she says, I'm the luckiest girl to be alive. You know, this poem to me was somebody that is possibly this is their first love. And you know how you are with your first love. You're very intoxicated with them. You're very fixated with them. And, you know, she talks about, you don't criticize my childish ways and giggle. And she talks about innocence. So to me, this is a young adult
maybe in their teens or their early 20s that have experienced love for the first time, because she says that, you know, that she can't live without him, which is, you know, really hard, you know, especially when you're learning to be in, you know, relationships, long-term relationships. And so I saw this as the whispering, like she said, are like the sweet whispers in my ear. So, you know, I see her as a sweet young adult. And that's how I saw this poem, you know, like a first love, when a first love and a first real relationship. And you know, it just, you know, you could see it like the way both Frank and Sucker brought out, but also, but I also could see that as somebody's first love, somebody being young and experiencing all these delights.
If I can interject really quickly, if you scroll down to the poem, she actually mentions that what this poem was inspired by. Just scroll all the way down to the last comment, and she actually says this: "I don't drink anymore, but there was a time when the Sand Club's brand of box red wine spoke to my sister-in-law and me. We had an instant connection."
That's good to know. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, wonderful comments, everybody. Great show tonight. I have enjoyed myself so much and all your company. Thank you, Kate, for co-hosting with me. I always appreciate you. Thank you to Lou, Frank, and Sucker for calling in. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show.
You're welcome.
Was listening while it was on and air and will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all, because our show would not be the same without your poetry.
If this was the weekend, we'd have an after party there, Pam. If this was the weekend, we'd have an after party.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Head out to Levy somewhere with the fire and share wine. That would be awesome.
Oh yes. And
that would be
sway
wonderful.
And move
I
and dance.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic show, Pam and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. It was
great
fun.
Show.
Thank you.
You did a great
Thank
job.
Thank
you.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Besitos.
Thank you, guys.
Besitos. Good night.
Good night to you all.
Bye-bye.
Dream.